Hi there. Let's have a look at different ways of managing climate change. So different strategies to manage climate change, including mitigation strategies. So mitigation strategies are designed to reduce the atmospheric concentration of greenhouse gases, and in doing so, minimise the causes of climate change. One such mitigation strategy are international agreements. In 1997, most countries signed the Kyoto Protocol, an international agreement that requires each country to monitor and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by a certain amount. For example, the UK comfortably achieved its target of a 12.5% reduction by 2012, actually reducing emissions by 22%. There's also alternative energy production. So using nuclear power and renewable energy sources instead of burning fossil fuels reduces power station emissions. Also carbon capture and storage. In carbon capture and storage, carbon dioxide is captured before it's in the atmosphere and then transported deep underground for safe storage. Finally, planting trees. Planting trees means more photosynthesis taking place. This means that more carbon dioxide is removed from the atmosphere. Let's just have a quick recap of that. So planting trees will increase the amount of what taking place, meaning that more CO2 is absorbed from the atmosphere, increase the amount of photosynthesis taking place. What are the different climate change mitigation strategies? Planting trees, carbon capture and storage, international agreements, and alternative energy production. Now let's take a look at adaptation strategies. So while mitigation strategies help reduce the effects of climate change in the long term, in the meantime, it's important that we respond to the changes that climate change is causing. So there are some different examples of adaptations to climate change, including managing the water supply. Climate change is predicted to make dry areas even drier. This means that the efficient use of water resources is becoming increasingly important. So, to manage water supply, we can install rain water meters in homes, which discourages excessive water use, collect more rainwater, and recycle more wastewater. There's also changes in agricultural systems. So the productivity of current systems will be impacted by increasing temperatures and changing rainfall patterns. The new climate conditions may make it necessary for new crop types to be planted in an area, for example, grapes in southern England. Biotechnology can be used to develop resistance to extreme weather in crops. For example, in Kenya, there is drought-resistant millet. Finally, coping with rising sea levels. Many islands and coastal regions will be flooded if sea levels rise by the predicted amount of 82 centimetres by 2100. Physical defences like the Thames Barrier in London and improved warning systems being installed. But some countries can't afford expensive defences. In these areas, houses are being built on mounds of earth. Let's just have a quick recap of that. So biotechnology can be used to develop what to extreme weather in crops, such as drought-resistant millet in Kenya. Biotechnology can be used to develop resistance to extreme weather in crops. What steps can be taken to improve the efficiency of water use? Firstly, installing water meters in homes. Secondly, collecting more rainwater. And thirdly, recycling more wastewater. What are the climate change mitigation strategies? There's planting trees, international agreements, carbon capture and storage, and alternative energy production. Let's look at how examples of how people have adjusted to climate change and a quick recap. There's coping with rising sea levels, changing agricultural systems, and managing the water supply. Finally, CSS is a strategy for mitigating climate change. What does CSS stand for? We've got four options here: carbon collection and safekeeping, carbon capture and storage, carbon dioxide capture and stowing, and carbon creation and storage. The answer is carbon capture and storage. It's capturing and then storing the carbon.
If you found this episode useful and want to learn 2 times faster for free, head over to senecalearning.com or click the link in the bio to revise all your exam subjects for free.